Welcome to Earth Matters, environmental justice stories from Australia and around the world. Usually produced in the studios of 3CR in Fitzroy, Victoria, but today produced in isolation from my home on unceded Wurundjeri country and broadcast to stolen lands right across this continent via the Community Radio Network. I'm Tishan Ahern. Never let a crisis go to waste. That seems to be the agenda of the extractive industries and their cronies in Parliament. Both state and federal governments, Labor and Liberal, have used COVID-19 as a cover to rush through destructive projects, roll back protections, and hand over extraordinary amounts of public money to private interests. And this is happening internationally as well. Naomi Klein has dubbed it coronavirus capitalism, a pandemic shock doctrine. And in this pandemic shock, the Morrison federal government wants to roll back national environmental protections. The Northern Territory Labor government is spending millions in taxpayers' funds to subsidise and promote the fracking industry. And in Victoria, the Andrews government lifted the moratorium on onshore gas extraction and rolled over the disastrous regional forestry agreement. This week, we're looking at the fight to save Victoria's native forests and what the government and their logging agency are getting away with under the cover of the pandemic. Then later in the show, we pay respects to the late Jack Mundy and look for hope in the history of the Green Bands movement. But first up, Chris Scheringer on the fight for Victoria's native forests.
My name's Chris Scheringer. I'm from Goongroo Environment Centre, or GECCO.
Thanks so much for joining us on the line for Earth Matters, Chris. Now, look, we've had you on the program a number of times over the last few months. Last year, you were on the program talking about the Victorian state government's announced phasing out of native forest logging. That was some cautiously optimistic news. And then earlier in the year, you were back on the show talking with us about the devastating effects that the summer bushfires had on the forests in East Gippsland. So the bushfires have happened, but now Vic Forests, the state logging company, wants to come in and conduct what they're calling salvage logging. Can you tell us a bit about salvage logging and why GECCO opposes it?
A lot of the scientific research and evidence says that salvage logging is one of the worst kinds of logging. It's extremely destructive and also can halt the recovery of fire damaged forests for up to 100 years, possibly more. After the forests and wildlife have taken such a massive hit after the fires, and really the fire has impacts on soil, it has impacts on the understory species, and really, like, the fires have a huge impact on forests, but they are, a lot of these areas are still living forests and will recover. But then to bring heavy machinery in and start logging in those areas when they're already so badly impacted, it's going to have devastating.
Thank you.
where salty flesh bled to an ocean dread in me. There was nothing but heading down, down, down. Left me less in deception, troubled roots glowed at perfection, dragging me. There was nothing but heading down, down. cold was the night, and hard was the ground. They found her in a small grove of trees. Lonesome was the place where Georgia was found. She's too young to be out on the street. Why wasn't God watching? Why wasn't God listening? Why wasn't God there for Georgia Lee? Ida said she couldn't keep Georgia from dropping out of school. I was doing the best that I could, but she just kept running away from this world. These children are so hard to raise good.
Continue on with the music.
Wind up the volume.
Let's dance.
Here on 107.3, this is 2SCR.
We'll be right back.
Feels like home, and I can't stay home.